Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Alara Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And today we have a brand new guest on Awaken to Happiness Now. Karen LaGrange is here with us, and we're going to be talking about clearing and manifesting your new life using crystal matrix tool, pyramids, and so much more. So I'm so excited to talk to Karen about all of these wonderful tools that she uses in healing and giving and guiding people with information. And so for those of you who don't know Karen, because she is new to the TeleSummit world, she is a natural-born healer, empathic healer, specializing in Reiki, light weaver, reconnection, light language, tarot cards, and candle magic. And Karen knew she was different and never really fit in. And learning to meditate, she could manifest $10,000 and help others do the same. So she began making pyramids as she was led by spirit, and she uses highest vibrational frequencies of copper, crystals, sand, haemite diamonds, real diamonds, etc. And some of the stones that we're going to talk about later in the show, I had never even heard of. And, you know, I'm not a crystal expert, but I know a lot about crystals, and I had not heard of them. So it's like, oh, wow. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. And so by tuning into your energy, each pyramid that she makes is customized specifically for you, and they can bring you healing and change the frequency in your home. And there was a specific case in point when her husband was diagnosed with cancer, and Karen made pyramids and put them under his bed and in his room, and his cancer is undetected at this time. So Karen is here to remind people to believe, ask, believe again, and then receive. So we are not making any claims on this show that we're curing cancer or healing cancer or anything like that. So just putting that out there first and foremost. But these pyramids, I have to say, they're gorgeous. I have one that Karen gifted me, and it is, oh my goodness, when I saw it, it's like, oh my God, I love it. And each time I look at it, I saw different things. You know, it's like, oh, I didn't see this the first time I saw it, and I didn't see this. And I couldn't bring it with me to Canada because, you know, it's just too big, and I didn't want to damage it, you know, when in my suitcase and stuff. So it's at home in Vienna, but it would sit right beside me, and I would be, you know, I would have my hand on it, and I would just be, you know, receiving the energies from it, and really powerful. So we'll talk about that some more in a little while. So today on the show with Karen, we're going to ask Karen about how she got started in using the crystal matrix tool and making pyramids, how Karen knows what problems are that people have to clear for, and how long it takes sometimes to work and see results, and how long Karen has been intuitive and what that looks like for her, and how that has been helping both her and clients all around the world. So we're going to get to talk to Karen about all of that and much more, and we'll be taking your questions. So you can hit star 2 to raise your hand, or you can submit a question on the Q&A. And Karen will be using her crystal matrix tool to do clearing. And I experienced that as well myself. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. I loved it. So I'm looking forward to that because, you know, there's always something, always something to clear and heal. So I invite you all right now to open up your hearts, open up your energy fields a little bit, and just be open to receiving the wisdom, the teaching, the healing energies that are flowing through this call and in this call already from my team, and also from Karen and her team, and the information that we're going to get from her, the intuitive information, the wisdom that she has, because she knows a lot about manifestation. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And, you know, all the info about her pyramids and this crystal matrix tool. So I'm so excited. So please open up your hearts and join me in welcoming Karen to the show. Karen, welcome.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And blessings.
I'm so glad you're here to share your wisdom, your gifts and abilities with all of us. So I just want to get started first with, if you could share with us and tell us, how you got started with making these beautiful pyramids, and like I said, they're gorgeous, and using the crystal matrix tool, and you are a healer, you are intuitive, so how did you get started on this path?
Okay, well, first, I got the box, and that's the crystal matrix. Mm-hmm. Somebody had led me this guy's way, and he did a clearing for me, And I thought, well, he tried to talk me into buying it, and it was very expensive. And I said, well, tell you what, I'll ask the universe if I'm supposed to have this, you're going to have to give me the money. And he's like, you know, kind of snickered because he didn't think he'd hear from me. So I hung up, I meditated that night and asked Source to please give me the money if I'm supposed to have this because that's the only way I'm going to buy it. I went to a casino and I won the money, a lot of money, and I sent him a check and I got the box. But at that time, I would go to shows. I was so excited to have it. The people weren't ready for it yet. I would get kicked out of places because of the
people. Oh, really?
Yes. Wow. Some people could handle it and some couldn't. So I just brought it home, put it on my shelf, and left it there. But I had a lot of friends who begged me for it. Just, you're not doing anything with it. Give it to me. It's like, no. It's just going to sit here. And then I got into the pyramid. But it's a wonderful tool. Don't get me wrong. It just wasn't the right time. And then I just searched what I could do, you know, to help people. And I got led towards the pyramids. And it was a lot of flops. I'm not kidding. It's hard to make those. The fumes are extremely strong. And I like tried to make them in the garage once and passed out. It's like, it's got to be well ventilated. And
yes. They
just didn't really turn out like I wanted them to. And I didn't realize it was because Source was making them like Source wants it. So when I do make these, I connect with the person. Actually, Source connects. And I don't know how I know. I just know because that's how I've been raised all my life. I just know things. And my mother knew things, and her mother knew things. So we come from a generation of being psychic. So it's kind of just a way of living, you know. You just know things. You know when there's danger. You know when something's good or something's bad. But anyway, I just got led to these. And then my husband was diagnosed with cancer, and they wanted to do surgery. And I told him, no, let's don't do that yet. Let me see what I can do. Mm-hmm. And then we went to a specialist, another specialist, after I put pyramids under his bed and made them, just specially for him. And he was open to it. We went to another specialist in Ohio, and he said there was no cancer. He couldn't detect it. So then we went back to the doctor he had, and he couldn't detect it. So
wow,
it's a wonderful thing. So then I just kept making them because to me that was proof. There's other friends of mine.
And you have a lot of pyramids. You make a lot of pyramids, don't you?
Oh gosh, yes. And I was. Helping all my friends. My friend Cheryl, she had issues with her chest, and she has a real small one, smaller than even the Talus Summit Pyramid. This is like a 2x2.
And, oh, wow. Yeah.
She put that on her chest, and she could breathe again because she had issues. She couldn't breathe at all, and she glanced up and seen her pyramid, went and got it, and realized it helped her. And so many testimonies with these, and to bring in abundance, you know. I'll just keep them in my purse, those little teeny ones. And if I see somebody, I'll just give them one, and, you know, if they're having some real hard issues. And it's changed. It changed them. Makes a big difference. But
and there's
I
something
use,
about
I,
the shape, right?
Yes. You're getting the benefits of a pyramid. And with a pyramid alone, you can achieve your goals faster. And you get all the, how do you say, benefits of a pyramid alone. And then it's also organite, but it's not organite because I add the crystals. But with organite, you have the benefits of the copper and the resin together.
Yeah.
and the quartz crystal, and then the wire wraps. Okay, so that amplifies the power. But then when I add all these high vibration crystals, it just like really opens up for what you're wanting.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, and some of these crystals are like out of this world. I mean, they're not ones, like I said, these are not common ones that you'll find at the local shop either. You know, like these are special crystals. Like I said, some of them I had not even heard of, you know, and it's like, I knew most of them, but like that, I didn't know about the phenacite. I didn't know about the rhodesite. And then natural light, you know, it's like, okay, there's some here I don't know. And they're beautiful, you know, and it's not just the crystals that you put in the pyramid, but it's also all of the other things you put in, like all the, sometimes there's symbols that you put in, you know, like the sacred geometry symbols and so on as well, right?
Yes. And it's like the higher self knows exactly what that person needs, so that's what they get in their pyramid. And it goes with the colors, too. I mean, they may want one color, but for what they actually are needing, Source kind of already lets me know that I'm not putting that color in there. And I don't even know it until I'm all done, because if I do two different ones at the same time, you know, with the same colors, I've had them one turn green, one turn blue.
Because that's what the person needed.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't go by what I want to give them. It goes by what Source is actually doing.
Yes, exactly. Yes, exactly. So, and, you know, so these pyramids are great for, you know, manifestation, but they're also great for healing the space or clearing the space as well, right? Like the home or office room, office space as well. How does that work?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Okay. They take out negativity. Negativity can't exist when they're around very long. The person that's angry can't stay in that room very long. And the reason I know this is I have them in my place at work, and I'm a quality assistant. I'm a weld technician. And if somebody has bad welds, I have to tell them, you know, you're not doing this right and this right. And they really don't like to hear, and you can't blame them, that they're doing something wrong.
No.
So that's what happens. They come in to complain, or we get complaints. They come in and they can't be in my room. They just like leave, which is good. And I have to tell you this. If you're in a relationship, and it's not a good relationship. I have had people that got a great big pyramid, and their spouse left them because they weren't right for that person in the first place. And I warned him. I said, you've got so much going on with her. Something could happen, because even if my husband comes in and he gets mad at me, he can't stay mad very long.
Right. That's good.
Yeah, and I've had people that work in the office with me that were so negative, they just had to go someplace else because it was so uncomfortable for them.
So is that because you're using the pyramid? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just from the pyramid.
It's from the – right. And but what about the crystal matrix tool? Like, that also works to clear space as well, right? If you
absolutely
were to play it, you know, like play it is not the right word, but turn it on, right? That also helps to clear the space, right?
Yeah, and the other thing is, it doesn't even have to be where you can hear it. You can play the crystal matrix on a loop and have it turned down to where nobody can hear it, and it's still working. Because of the frequencies that it works, it just works with your chakras. It works with your vibration. It goes into your light column and just clears it. Because a lot of people have stuck energy that need to be cleared. A lot of people, I tell you what, there was a person just recently, I won't say who, and he's like a guru. And mm-hmm. he said, I don't have anything negative. And I said, but you need to just listen to the box. And I didn't know how to say it without, you know, being a little, you know, you just please listen to the box. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. He was like, he was in total bliss. Because even we don't know, we pick up stuff. And this mm-hmm. clears it. And he felt so much okay. better afterwards. He was so glad I did that. It's just unreal. So if you have like a money block.
Yeah.
If you have like a block for money that you don't realize you even have, it will clear that. And then it gives you a chance to bring in the wealth that you deserve.
Nice. Nice. And I know a lot of people, you know, would love to have that cleared, the, you know, the money blocks cleared, which is part of the special offer. We have 7 clearings on there that you have already recorded, right? So they're part of the special mm-hmm. offers. But even on calls like this, when you run your Crystal Matrix tool to clear a specific block for the group, you know, that's what you've been doing on you know, on other calls as well, right? And they've been working yeah. really well with that tool.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that in a little while, right? So
yeah, yes. And then sometimes, though, you clear that. It's kind of like all the stuff. Then something else comes up that you mm-hmm. needed cleared, and it will kind of mm-hmm. clear that too.
Mm. Okay, yeah, because things come up sometimes. There's layers, and, you know, once something is let go of or cleared or resolved, then other stuff is able to come up to be cleared and let go of as well. And it's like, it's a process, right?
Yes. But it doesn't mean it isn't going to work, because I've had people have amazing results mm-hmm. with just a little bit. I mean, it's mm-hmm. just... It's wonderful.
Beautiful. I like the sound of that. And so you also do like readings, like intuitive readings. And let's talk a little bit about the readings that you do as well. So on these calls, like today we have people with their hands raised. We have questions on the Q&A. So if they have a specific question, you can tune into them and give a 2-minute reading and or do the Crystal Matrix tool on their issue if they have one, right?
Absolutely. And another thing is when I'm using the Crystal Matrix, I kind of know what to target in on them. So mm-hmm. mm. I kind of do that too. Even if they thought they had yeah. something else, I kind of know it isn't that, it's this. You know, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Right. Yes, it does.
And yeah. I have actually put it out there for a pickup for my husband, because he had a truck that was all beat up.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked to receive a truck. That's why I know this stuff works so good. I won 20-some thousand to go buy him a truck.
Oh, my goodness. Nice.
But if you don't ask to receive, yeah. you don't get it.
Yeah. True. And I think a lot of people are asking, but they're asking from a place of lack and not believing that they're going to receive it.
And they don't know how to ask too. mm-hmm. Like this, if you have a pyramid and mm-hmm. you write out what you want on the paper and you put it underneath there with a picture of you or a piece of your hair, your fingernail, because that puts your DNA actually in there of what you're wanting, makes a big difference.
Right. Oh. So, you know, this is so interesting, because, you know, that is one thing I am not good at. I am not good at asking, because it's like, okay, what do I want? I don't know. I'm good. So it's like, but I'm sure there's something else I want. Oh, yes. What do I want? Like, for me, it's always little things like, okay, I really need a desk and a chair, because I've been hurting my neck sitting the wrong way. So I really need a desk and chair. And so, like, but I got that, you know, it's like, okay, I just I just bought it recently. So I was like, okay, that's not what I want. So what else do I want? Like, what do people ask for? You know, or, you know, what have you noticed in your life or from your customers or in clients? What have they asked for that they've gotten? I'm always so curious to find out.
Health issues. A lot of them had health issues. A lot of them needed mm-hmm. some money. A lot of them needed like a vehicle mm-hmm. and they got it.
Right.
It just like comes. Well, there was a girl that just did my clearing that I had on recently. And she, mm-hmm. within 3 days, got a check that wasn't supposed to come. She didn't even know she was getting it. Out of the blue, she got a check. And she was just like so right. excited. She couldn't wait to tell me.
Oh, wow.
She said, this has to be a mistake.
You know, it's not a mistake.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right. Perfect. So we have, we do have a lot of people with their hands raised now and lots of questions. So people are getting interested and wanting either, I don't know what they want. What do you think that they're going to ask for? A clearing or?
Would you like to do a clearing with the Crystal Matrix before we even start?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do a general clearing that, you know, you think of what the clearing is, or you pick up or tune in to the group and see what we need.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Okay. All right. Any energy that this group has that's blocking them from using their intuition and knowing, like I do, of just knowing something and going with that very first answer that pops through your head, are you willing to let go what's blocking you from doing that?
Hmm. Yes.
And if you say yes for everybody. And anything
yes.
that just blocked that from saying yes, are you willing to let that go?
Yes. Absolutely.
And all the way back to when you were a child and you were told no and it shut you down, or you were afraid because you knew something, are you willing to let that go?
Yes.
And anything yeah. that brought up of what you saw, heard from somebody else telling you, oh, you don't want to do that because that's bad in the Bible. You're not supposed to know. Are you willing to let that go?
Yes.
And anything else that brought up, like old memories, and somebody else's beliefs, are you willing to let that mm-hmm. go? So then
yeah.
you can have open intuition, knowing
mm-hmm.
and not knowing where to go, what to do, just a sense of peace. And anything blocking you from that, are you willing to let that go?
Yes. Yeah.
And do you deeply and completely love and accept yourself unconditionally?
Yes.
Here we go.
That was an interesting question. Yeah, here we go. Wow, thank you. That was amazing. I felt so much energy lifting and shifting and moving out of me. It was especially like in my heart chakra and in my head, you know, like so much energy moving and leaving. I felt like it was leaving, you know?
Right.
Wow. How was that for everybody? Let me know. Let us know. Write it in the Q&A and let us know how that was for you, what you experienced. Thank you. And so, I can't even really talk. I remember this happened last time too. It's like, I can't really talk as well after. But yeah, that was cool. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, we have thunder here. All right, so do you want to take some callers' questions and see what's coming up? And so I'm not sure, you know, because this is the first time that you're on the show, I'm not sure exactly what types of questions people are going to have or, you know, what type of work you can do with each of them. I don't think you're not going to do the crystal matrix tool for each caller, right, for each question that they have? Or how does that work?
We'll just do whatever they need. How's that?
All right, well, go with the flow. We'll,
okay.
We'll just thank see you. What source says, right?
There
okay,
we go.
Perfect. So we're going to go. Yeah, we're going to go to phone number ending in 9169. I'm going to unmute you now. Here. Hello?
Hi. Hi.
Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
That's a shock.
How so?
That I'm the first one in line.
That's because you're the most special today.
Oh, gee. Thank you.
What
and
can we do
too.
For you today?
Just could you clear anything that needs to be cleared so that I can receive?
Absolutely. Give me a second here.
And so this will be for everybody in the
Yes, yes, it works for everybody. And even the replays will work. So please get back on the replay. which first name? So we can
Valerie.
Hi, Valerie. Okay.
Hi.
So
I'm actually
any issues that you yeah you
I'm
trouble sleeping did you say
with a tenant he hasn't been paying his rent and I would like him to leave but he doesn't seem to want to leave.
It's because I'm getting he loves where he's at because he knows that you are a wonderful person, so that's why he's not going anywhere. Any issues that you have keeping you from getting the money that you deserve from the wonderful people that are owing it to you, are you willing to let that go?
Yes.
Whatever's blocking you and allowing them to take advantage of you because you've been taken advantage of before, are you willing to let that go?
Yes.
It's because your heart is so sensitive that you want to help others that you get taken advantage. So anything bringing that in, will you be willing to let that go?
Yes. I want him to get along.
Yeah. And anything that's keeping you from being intuitive before they come to rent, are you willing to let that go?
Yes.
And just what's blocking you from opening your heart to just receive because you do deserve to receive because you are a beautiful person regardless of what anybody else has said. Are you willing to let that go?
Yes.
And do you deeply and completely love and accept yourself unconditionally?
Yes, I do.
Here we go.
Thank you.
gallery, take a breath. How do you feel?
Lighter.
Great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wonderful. More receiving for all of us.
Yes.
I love that. Yeah, that was great. I felt that again too. And mostly for me, it's been in my brow and crown chakra. So it's just interesting to see how or what where the energy is moving and shifting, right? And it doesn't matter where it is. Just know that it is. We're gonna go to. Wow, lots of questions even on the Q&A. All right, so let's go to the phone line one more time, and then we're going to go to the Q&A in a moment. So we're going to go to Rebecca, who is on the web call in Mexico. I'm going to unmute you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep, we can.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
So,
you have one question, right? One.
One question. I just need clearing. I've been taking care of my elderly dog, and it's really hard, and I can't been able to work. I got no money, but this has been going on for like 20 years. Like, it seems like all my dogs went erratic, one after the next, and I need to be able to feel joy and peace. So I can do a good job. And I'm also wondering, is this karmatic or how is this happening always? Like, I miss Christmas, I miss the boyfriend, I miss everything because I'm always stuck taking care of someone or other.
Okay. So when you were a child, when you were young, was your mom or dad a caregiver?
My dad disappeared.
Okay. So what you're doing is you're wanting him, okay? So it's in your energy field to help others as much as you can to disable yourself from moving forward for yourself. Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
Because you're missing,
the
love.
The choice, I mean, I can't leave my baby,
okay.
Just, you know.
Yeah, that's why. So what we need to do is change that. So go back to, just sit there and relax. So I'm gonna take you back to before you were conceived, okay? So anything that's in your energy, known and unknown, in your field before you were born, of not wanting you, of being not wanted, are you willing to let that go?
Yes.
And anything in your energy field that makes you feel that you have to be loved or take care of somebody else to feel the need of the lack of wanting, are you willing to let that go?
Yes.
And anything that's keeping you in a repeat pattern from not moving forward to take charge of the situation yourself, are you willing to let that go?
Yes.
And anything that's telling you that you're not a valuable person and that you need to prove to people that you need to be loved, are you willing to let that go?
Yes.
And not being able to stand on your own two feet and just be yourself and be happy, are you willing to let that go?
Yes.
And do you deeply and completely love and accept yourself unconditionally?
Yes.
Here we go. Thank you. How do you feel?
It feels nice, like a massage. Just kind of soothing.
Yeah, you're one that really would benefit from at least getting package A because of all the clearings on there.
Yes.
For real, because it's going to take a little bit of work with you since you've had this for all those years. But there's one particular one that you really need, and that's calling your power back to you, and it'll make a wonderful, remarkable difference in your life.
Thank you. Well, I don't have an income or a job for a while, so if I can make it happen, I'll make it happen. Anyway, I'm very grateful, at least, for this help you've given me.
Absolutely. And just remember, go back to the replay and do the replay, because it's going to make a wonderful difference for you.
Thank you.
You're
blessings
so
wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, Rebecca. And also, you know, for Rebecca and anybody else, you know, take a look at the happiness kit as well. There's lots of free gifts in the happiness kit, including one of the clearings from Karen as well on there. So do take a look at that and take advantage of those free gifts that we have from all of the speakers. All right. Whew. So we're going to go to the Q&A for a little bit. So I have a question from Debbie, I think in Pennsylvania, and she's asking, I'm unable to release my extra weight and feel tired all the time. No zest for life. Can you assist?
Absolutely. Okay. The reason that you're depressed, girl. You are so depressed right now, and you don't even know it. Okay, so you need to take a deep breath and just ask yourself, why am I doing this? Okay? And then go with that very first instinct, the very first word that pops in your head that you keep shutting out. Because what it actually is telling you is you are depressed. So you just need to have some joy and happiness brought back in. Would you care if we did a clearing for joy and happiness?
That would be great.
Okay.
Yeah.
So absolutely. Anything that everybody on the call, and especially this woman, anything that's blocking you from having the most wonderful day there is in the whole world, are you willing to let that go?
Yes.
And anything that's keeping you attached to everybody else's energy, are you willing to let that go?
Yes.
What I'm also picking up with her, I'm just going to say it real quick. You mm-hmm. are an empath, and you're picking up other people's crap, and that brings you down. So when you start to feeling like a low vibration, just stop and say, any energy that is not mine, I release. So anything that's keeping you from doing that, are you willing to let that go?
Yes.
And anything that's keeping you vibrating on the low frequency, because that's where you gain the weight, because you eat a little more and you don't get active, and it all goes hand in hand. And along with junk food, because junk food makes you feel better. Sugar, also, if you're an energy worker and you've gained weight, and you got to have sugar, it's because you got to have the sugar in order to operate with these frequencies. So anything that's got that in your vibration, are you willing to let that go?
Yes.
And from head to toe, scanning everybody on the call, if there's anything in your light column that's keeping you stuck in a low vibration, are you willing to let it go once and for all?
Yes.
And just bring in anything that's stopping you from bringing in the light and the love through your heart and your soul. Are you willing to let that go?
Yes.
can do you deeply and completely love and accept yourself unconditionally.
Yes.
Here we go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Debbie, for asking that question. And also, I was going to mention that in the special offer, the clearings that we have, one is for overeating and one is for chronic fatigue. So they may be of assistance for Debbie as well.
Yes.
Right. So, so Debbie, you can take a look at that. And so I have a question on the Q&A from Rose, who's asking about what size is the pyramid and is the manifestation pyramid different from a personal pyramid?
They're kind of, I just put more of certain things if you want one to manifest. And it depends upon what you're wanting to manifest. Because I have different people that want different things. So I try to add more of what they're actually wanting into that pyramid. So I'll put more symbols, more sacred geometry, more like Reiki has one for abundance, and I'll put that in there. And you won't even know they're in there. They're just like little wires that I'll twist just perfectly and put it in there with that intent too. And like Tiger Eye, I'll add Tiger Eye. And some other crystals to bring wealth, more citrine. And I'll put more of the little crystals that'll bring that more powerful to you. And then if it's like
and
for
so
health,
the size
I'll
is...
add. Oh, the size is like a, I want to say like a 3x3. It's kind of, it, they vary a little bit because I just know when to stop and when to start.
I see, okay.
Because I want to make sure, even though they're smaller, that you're getting the power that you need with it.
Yeah. Yeah, the size doesn't really matter when it comes to the pyramids. It's the intention, and it's more about what's included in it, like the different crystals and the different symbols and so on that's in it.
Yes. And then how big of an area, guys? So the larger ones do take care of, like, a larger area in your house. Like, if you're wanting, like, your husband and your family members and even your pets. And they do act as an area.
I see. Okay.
Fire.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. So thank you, Rose, for asking that question. I was I thought there were 4x4, but 3x3. It depends on, I guess, for you, Karen, when Spirit says, yeah, this is all they need, right?
Yes. Okay, and for
perfect.
Some reason, maybe they're supposed to keep them in their purse or keep them with them. And
I see.
Dorothy knows that. But if you're, we have all sizes. But it's like, it depends upon exactly what you're all needing to. And since it is the Talus Summit Pyramid, they are smaller than my, like 4x4. So they're smaller than that. But you're still getting the power. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, good. So good question. Thank you for asking that question, Rose. And so that brings us to a great time to talk about the special offer. So if you're on the live page, you can, and then we're going to go back to the Q&A and to the live callers in just a moment. But if you're on the live page, you can click on special offer. And if you're on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Karen13. And so... So in package A, there's three packages, package A, package B, package C. And so package A includes the 7 clearing MP3s, and then the package B includes 7 clearing MP3s plus 2 private one-on-one sessions with Karen. And then package C is the 7 clearing MP3s, 2 private sessions with Karen, and the customized personal or manifestation pyramid. You'll know that when you talk to Karen. So Karen, can you talk a little bit about some of these clearings? So the ones that we have on here are a job to make money clearing, the love number 2 clearing, because we have the love number 1 as a free gift. We have money block clearing, open your heart clearing, remove entities clearing, overeating clearing, and chronic fatigue clearing. Can you talk a little bit about those?
Sure. The love, there's 2 because... And there's actually should be even more, but I went with the 2 main ones that I was picking up for your callers, for like people that are needing a general love clearing. Because a lot of times it's just something simple that's in your energy field that you got when you were like a teenager. So it will release that so you can actually bring in somebody that you do love because you're resisting them from coming in.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what was the other one? Fatigue. Okay, so being tired all the time, there could be a root cause that's in your light column or in your field, and that will clear that too for you. And then... what was some of the other... I don't have the...
The overeating. There was the overeating one, and then which sounds pretty straightforward, but some of us have put on a little bit of weight in the past little while.
Yeah, and especially like I was saying, if you're a light worker, that's why. So you need to clear that, kind of like what we just did a little bit, but more times, because you really don't need that sugar. You just it's in your subconscious that you're wanting it because you've noticed a change in your vibration. So that's bringing you to eat more of certain things. You're just picking up the other people's energy, too. It's going to make you want to eat something that you don't need to. So if you clear yourself with that, it's good for you. It'll just help you release that. So then you can actually bring in what you do need.
And what about the remove entities clearing?
Oh, gosh, everybody has some of those. it's just because, like, say you went to a funeral, you pick something up. Some people do, some don't. Because even listening to calls like these and shows, you're more vulnerable. So you're going to pick stuff up because you got some light going on, and that's where they want to be. Mm-hmm. They're attracted to the light. So... Mm-hmm. We need to get rid of that. And then some people actually have some that they've been cursed or stuff even, and that will help release that too. If you've been someplace where, like even a hospital, or if you had some surgery, you went out, they put you out, Well, that gives them permission to come aboard. So you need to get cleared for that. Because you're just not, sometimes if you just feel off and you don't know why, something is attached. And it's real easy. You just need to notice when this happens and just release it.
Mm-hmm.
And these help do that. Makes a big difference.
Good. And if you're I was going to mention, if you're drinking or going to bars, you tend to pick up entities then as well.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. And like I go to the casino, they're there too. I just have to constantly put a protection around me. And just sometimes I'll have to go to the bathroom and jump up and down and just say, that's not my energy. And I don't care who's watching. I just do that. And I send it back, and then I feel better. Then you know
good.
It's you.
Yeah, that's important. Now, what about the money? The difference between the money blocks clearing and the job to make money clearing? Can you talk a little bit about those two?
Yeah. A lot of people, as far as a job goes, limit themselves to what they can actually do for a living. So that limits yourself of an income of coming into you to make more money. Because if you don't feel worthy of that other job, you can't get the money to come to you. So if you clear yourself to be open to any kind of opportunity, because a lot of times you can shut down and not take that opportunity.
Right. Yeah.
And then the money one is all kinds. There's all kinds of things for money keeping you from bringing it in. Like when you were young, you know, you got told no all the time because little kids get told no. We want everything. So sometimes that actually puts a block there and a stop because you were told no. So that helps clear that. And there's so many things, like even the, like 10, for some reason, age 10 came into mind, that you wanted something and you were told no. And you just don't understand, you know, it was their money issues, not yours. Their job issues of not coming in and not yours. You just pick it up and you don't know any different.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense. So what's the best way to listen to these clearing MP3s?
You don't have to have a headset, but you could.
Okay.
You can let it play without even hearing it, and it's still going to work. But I suggest you do it the one time and give yourself permission. Just, like, open your heart to receive, kind of like you did at the beginning of your call. You did wonderful with that.
Yes.
Thank you. Just set the attention, I want to clear all of these issues. And I open my heart to receive. And it gives you a much better chance of being cleared than closing in and saying no. And loving yourself, once you say you love yourself, and a lot of people can't say that, but the more times you say
that's
it,
true.
The more you believe it, and then you can receive it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you have to, but it's good that you do.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so hold on one second here. So then package B includes the 7 clearings plus 2 sessions with you. So can you talk a little bit about the 2 sessions as well?
Yeah, it will be anything you choose. Say you have an issue with one thing and you don't even have to take the second calling yet. It's whenever you're ready. Something else may come up, or you may decide, like, in a week later, hey, you know, I forgot I need this issue worked on, so we can work on whatever you want. Or if you want to kind of know where you're going to in the future, we can work on that. It's whatever you're wanting that I have to offer. A lot of people need clarity. A lot of them have lack because they don't know what they want. It just whatever they're wanting and needing, I'm more than happy to work with them. And we may go over that. It doesn't matter. It's just, I'm more worried about making sure they get taken care of.
Yes, yes. You're being of service and make sure that they get what they need in the moment, in that time frame. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Or more. Yeah, more than this time frame. Yeah.
It's probably.
That is so sweet.
Spending more time.
Yeah. and now let's talk a little bit about Package C, which includes the 7 clearings, the 2 private sessions with Karen, and the customized pyramid.
Yes, so there you get the whole enchilada.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll get you cleared. We'll let you listen to the clearing, get you cleared on what it is that you have the issue with, and then get you your pyramid. So I'd like to talk to you before you got the pyramid, but it doesn't have to be. But it's nice if we do, so then that way I kind of tune in to you a little more. But I don't even need to do that. It's just like Source actually knows what you're needing. And it all goes in that pyramid. And they don't have to be really big because this is your Kala Summit pyramid. So this is the size that you can take with you. You can take it with you to work and you can keep it in your car. Wherever you're at, it can go with you, which is nice. You can put it under your bed, under your pillow. But you need to talk to it. It's very important that you let this pyramid know that you love it. And that you know it's here to work for you. So you talk to it like it's your pet, like it's your best friend. Talk to it out loud, in your head, whatever, but you talk to it. And then if you put, like I was saying, a piece of your hair, fingernail, a picture, and write on a paper also what it is you're wanting, like do one at a time, put it under your pyramid, leave it there, and it's going to come to you. Because, like I said before, you got the power of the pyramid, which is fantastic. And you got the power of the organite for negativity, removing negativity. And then the crystals are bringing in the power of what you're wanting. It's truly amazing. You will get results. Well, I shouldn't say that, but I know you will.
Yeah, no guarantees. We cannot make those promises. So,
but you do. You even just feel good because of the it releases the negativity. You just feel good.
Yeah, absolutely. It does release the negativity in your space, in your field. The more that you work with it, the more that you talk to it. You know, and working with it. You know, sometimes I wonder what does that mean, working with it. But like Karen just said, talking to it, telling it what you need, what you require, what you want, you know, by writing down what it is that you want and putting it under the pyramid, you know, having that relationship with it, having that collaboration, right? You're collaborating, the pyramid's collaborating with you to manifest or create whatever it is that you desire, right?
Absolutely. And sometimes...
So when you say... go ahead.
Sometimes it may not come right away. And it may not come like you want it, but it will come. So you really do have to watch what you say that you're wanting with that, because you might not like what you get afterwards because you asked for it.
Yes. So it's really important to be conscious and aware of, you know, what thoughts you're having when you're working with your pyramid. What words you're using as well when you're writing down what it is that you want. All of that, it makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, because I had one person basically demand their ex to come back to him. And I warned him not to do that, but she did it anyway. Now she can't get rid of you.
Yeah.
And she realized he wasn't the one she was supposed to be with, but she can't get rid of him.
Yeah, so be careful what you ask for. Be careful what you wish for. So Karen, when let's say that somebody orders the package C, right? And so they get everything in package A, they get the 2 sessions with you, and then they get the customized pyramid. What information do you need from them to make the pyramid?
A lot of time it's just their name and where they're located, but it's good to have their birth date, That gives a little bit more detail. But actual source does know. But I like to know. You know, I like to just connect with you a little bit, talk.
Yeah.
And then that way you know I am here. When you get one of these, I'm with you. I'm not going to just, like, turn my back after you get this offer and ignore you.
Right.
I'm gonna work with you. I feel we're connected then, and I will help you in every way we can.
Nice. So there are two different buttons for package C, so because of shipping costs. So there's a different charge, you know, for shipping if it's shipping within the U.S. or shipping internationally. So just be aware when you order that you order the right one. If you're in the U.S., pick the U.S. one. And yeah, so it's exciting. I mean, I love my pyramid. I absolutely love it. And it's like, when I got it, it's like, oh my goodness, it's like amazing. And like I said, when I'm working and when I'm like doing all sorts of stuff, it's always sitting right beside me and I have one hand on it the whole time. And it's like, I feel the energy from it so strongly. And then, you know, I tend to, you know, when I'm sleeping, I put it, on my night table right beside me. When I'm working during the day, it's on the table beside me when I'm working there. So I do move it from room to room, and that's, you know, that's fine, right? Just to get used to the energy.
Yeah.
But it is about talking to it, you know, and asking for what you want. But I didn't do the piece of paper, writing it down. So I'm going to do that when I go back, to be clear about what it is that you want. And so then you talk about how long it takes. Sometimes, like, how long can it take to see results and for you know, manifestation to occur? It depends, right, on what it is that you want and what spirit wants, you know.
Right.
A
lot of times, a lot of times it is kind of, unfortunately, what spirit wants you to have, but this is the way I feel. Okay, so there's a lot of healers out there, a lot of us. A lot of people that want to help each other. And some of us just doesn't resonate with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why one thing works for somebody, but something else don't work for that person. But to be quite honest, I've had this thing work within 30 minutes, to be honest. And then the next person might take a little bit longer because they have a resistance. But my thing is I create my reality, and you do too.
Yes.
So when you, I'm just going to say this. I have been to a couple people for some clearings because we all need cleared, every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be the first one to tell you, I need cleared sometimes, and I have to go to somebody else because I can't get myself cleared because I don't know what I'm really needing clear of at that time.
Yeah.
So we're all there because other things pop up. So where was I going with this? anyway.
Well, this is about the timing and sometimes the resistance.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Okay. So that was good that they know this because we all have resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I create my reality, and I want to make sure everybody understands this. I was told one day, a woman walked up to me on the street, and she says, I just want you to know you're going to have an accident, and it's going to be bad, and you're going to die.
Mm.
It's like, what? And I looked at her, and I says, oh, my God. You know, and I started to panic a little bit after she told me that.
Mm-hmm.
But I made sure I got her information before she left me. Okay. And then I said to her, so what, you just randomly do this? She says, but I always see bad things on people, and I have to tell them.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know about that.
And I thought about this. Yeah, I thought about this. Okay. And it creeped me out a little bit, but then I realized, okay, that's her reality.
Mm-hmm.
I cleared that. I cleared myself. And I told myself, that's what she's thinking. That's what she saw. So thank God she told me because I create my reality. I called her back and I said, just to know, how did I have that accident? And she said, well, she saw me reach down to pick up something off the floor while I was driving. Best news I could have ever heard. I thanked her and blessed her. And you know how many times I dropped something and I had to make sure that I didn't stop to pick it up? And to this day, I make sure that if I drop something, I don't reach over and just pick it up. I stop myself because I change my reality.
Right.
Because I'm the creator. I'm creating what's happening. I will not allow myself to go there. So I think that's a big thing to let people know.
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree. Yeah. And we are constantly creating a reality. And I was talking about that earlier on one of my own calls, is that it's based on the choices that we're making every day. You know, that is what creates our reality. So absolutely. And, you know, don't always listen to what somebody else says. Go within to yourself and too, and see if that resonates with you. See if that feels good. It feels right. You know, they're coming from their own space, from their own place, their own perspective, their own viewpoint, their own filter, right? They're not us. They can't truly and 100% know what's going on with us. So, you know, to take what people say with a grain of salt and then do your own due diligence, you know, do your own work within. And then, like you said, you are creating your reality. So you choose how you're going to do it. So if you will sort of just laughed it off and said, oh, she's just like, whatever, I'm not listening to her. And you continue to do things in the same way. And you continue to like pick up stuff, you know, once it's fallen down, then, you know, maybe things would have been different. But you looked at that and say, okay, well, that's a possibility, but I don't want to do that. So I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to pick up something off the ground when I'm driving. I'm just going to continue driving. And when I stop, then I'll pick it up. You know, so that's changing your reality. That's creating your version of what your life is going to be like instead of her version where you did bend down and pick it up and then something happened, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, good point. I love that.
Yeah, it's just important that people do understand that, because if I wouldn't have been shown that immediately from source, I probably would have had a wreck.
Yeah. Good point. Thank you. All right. So was there anything else that we needed to share with people about the special offers?
I think we're good. But if you get C, you got a friend. I'm going to work with you. I'm not going to let you stumble. No. I'm not going to let you have a pyramid and leave it set on the shelf. You need to keep it with you. It's your best friend after you receive it.
And, you know, to be fair to Karen, it's a lot of work. And it's not easy to make pyramids. I started making Orgon pucks, you know, after I talked to Karen about these. I said, what is Orgon? What is all this stuff? I don't get it. What is it? I did a lot of research, and I started making the Orgon pucks, and that was interesting. And then I got all the stuff, all the supplies, everything I need to make a pyramid. I got the mold. I got everything. And then it's like, you know, I asked my husband, said, okay, let's make a pyramid. And he's like, all right, but how much of the hardener do you put with the resin? It's like, I don't know. I don't get it. I was going to make some before I left Vienna and bring them here with me to Canada for my family. But I couldn't do it. Like, I couldn't figure out how many drops of hardener do I put in this acrylic? And it's like, oh my God, it's like, ah. And then the fumes, you know, it's like, oh, it was like, so I'm going to have to work on that when I go back. But it's like, it's not easy. So just know. Yeah. And, you know, Karen, it takes a few days because she's listening to spirit as to what needs to go in it. And so it's not just like a 5-minute thing for sure. So just so you know.
Right.
I have experience.
And it goes. Yeah, and you make it in layers. So
yes,
you make a
exactly.
certain amount. This, and you have to wait till that cures before you can add another layer. So
yes.
It's not a 2-day job. It takes a while.
No.
And unless
does,
I don't.
It does.
Sometimes I just can't stop. And then there's sometimes I can't make one for a few days because the planets have to be in alignment just right, too. I have definitely noticed that.
Interesting. Yeah, so I guess the planets were not in alignment when I wanted to make my pyramids. And it's like, all right, you'll have to wait till I come back. So it's like, okay. But yeah, it's like, it's not easy. So I really respect the work that you have been doing with these pyramids, Karen. Just want to put that out there. They're beautiful and they are just so powerful. So yeah, I just love them.
Thank you. It's not easy.
Okay. All right. You're welcome. All right, we're going to go back to the phone lines. So please do take a look at the special offers. There are three of them there at awakentohappinessnow.com/Karen13. So we're going to go back to the phone lines. We're going to go to the phone number ending in 8566. 8566. I'm going to unmute you. Hello?
Hi.
Shannon?
Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me now? Yeah.
What can we do for you?
Gosh, I'm not sure exactly where to start. I feel like I'm torn between a clearing, I don't know, asking a general question. So, I mean, do you feel pulled one way or the other for me, which is the best thing to tackle right now with you?
Okay, so anything that's keeping you from knowing what it is that you're actually wanting to ask, because you have so many, just go with the first thing in your mind.
Well, the first thing in my mind was, gosh, for over 20-some years, I've been having issues with, you know, hair loss and bad skin and just different things here and there that kind of fall into different categories of health issues, but always normal, quote unquote, normal blood work. So it's frustrating to me that I keep having these things happen and I don't know how to fix it or resolve it. And doctors are like, oh, there's nothing wrong. But I'm always tired. And you know, like I said, my hair has been falling out for over 20 years. Just chronic fatigue, just various things like that. My skin isn't good, just premature aging, knee pain. Obviously, there's something going on, hormonal imbalance, and I can't figure out how to address it.
Okay, so how long ago would you think this started?
20, at least 20 years. If
okay,
not longer.
So if you go back to that 20 years or longer, just think back to then. Was there an emotional tie that happened before that? Did somebody pass, is what I'm getting?
Before then?
Yeah. Think about before that. Did somebody close to you pass away? Or leave?
Go ahead.
Or leave you?
I've had, I mean, I guess yes to both, but I'm not sure, you know, like my grandmother passed away, but I don't know if that,
okay.
I've had relatives that passed away before then.
That was close.
Yeah, we were close, but, and then definitely a relationship, of course, I was only a teenager at the time that ended, that was just like.
Okay, so that's where it starts right there. Okay. So anything in your energy field that left that there, the thought that you know what's wrong with me? Why did that happen? Are you willing to let that go?
Heck yes.
And because of that thought, that put in your mind this problems that you have because you brought that to you. Does that make sense?
I think.
Okay. So whatever's blocking you from knowing, are you willing to let that go?
Yes.
And anything that brought up that you're not good enough and that you're unworthy and that you deserve to suffer because you got left, are you willing to let all that go?
Yes.
And feeling unloved because you are loved and that just wasn't the right person to be in your life. Are you willing to accept that and let that go?
Yes.
And anything that's keeping you from realizing that was just an experience, are you willing to let that go?
After 20-some years, yes, I am.
Okay. So I'm just feeling through your energy right now. And in your lower chakra, anything that's keeping you stuck in lack, are you willing to let that go?
Yes.
Because you don't feel deserving. Okay. And anything that makes you feel that you're just not a beautiful person, are you willing to let that go?
Yes.
And do you deeply and completely love and accept yourself unconditionally?
Yes.
Here we go.
I felt very heavy.
Okay.
Is that normal?
So anything that brought up that, are you willing to let that go?
What do you mean?
Anything that would, because heavy means you moved energy.
Oh.
So we need to clear that before we hang up. Before you go, we need to clear that. So anything that brings up that, are you willing to let that go?
Oh, yes, for sure.
See what I meant by the onion and the layer? That's why I always care about where you're at now. Okay, so anything that is in your energy field or your thought pattern, I just got your thought pattern, that this didn't work, are you willing to let that go?
Yes.
Anything that puts doubt in your mind and in your energy field that this could possibly work, listening to this thing, are you willing to let that go?
Yes.
Take a deep breath. Anything that would be holding you back from grabbing that brass ring, are you willing to let that go?
Yes.
And anything that's keeping you in the lack of fear, fear from what you could become, are you willing to let that go?
Yes.
And anything keeping you from just loving yourself and looking in that mirror and just seeing how beautiful you really are you willing to let that go?
Yes.
And anything that's keeping you from just being pure light and love and just being a glowing soul of happiness and bliss, are you willing to let that go?
Yes.
And do you deeply and completely love and accept yourself unconditionally?
Yes.
Okay, take a deep breath. This time, could you stand up, put your hands up, like reaching for the sky, bend over, touch the floor, and then tell me how you feel.
And then what do I do when I bend over?
Just touch the floor.
Oh, okay.
The best you can. Not all of us can reach the floor.
I can do it.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Just shake those arms and tell us how you're feeling now.
Well, I definitely don't feel as heavy.
Okay.
Of course, I cried.
Yeah.
That's good. Releasing. That's okay.
Yeah.
Good.
And you're going to be better in the rest of the day, too, so you know.
Mm-hmm.
It'll keep working on you the rest of the day, too. So just think back and relax and just know that you let all that go. And if you could listen to the replay, too.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you, Shannon. I'm glad you.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Thank you. Bless you.
Sending you all things. Whew, that was heavy duty. I'm like wanting to move around and jump around myself as well.
Yeah, because people don't realize that it is still stuck, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So how are you doing, Karen? I know we're almost out of time, but do we have time to take just a few more quick questions?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, perfect. So we're just going to take a few more quick questions. We're going to go to phone number ending in 0340.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Okay. Hi, Karen. This is Rosemary. Okay, I think I have a pattern. I was, you know, this last one you just did was really powerful. Mm-hmm. I think I have a pattern from childhood where I believe I can't have what I want. I'm not allowed to have what I want. And mm-hmm. another one where I'm controlling by keeping myself maybe in a state of scarcity or ill health, just to control my reality in some way. And I don't know if can you pick up anything else besides that? Or the benefits, you know, the almost like the benefits of all of these negative traits?
Yeah, you're just in a repeat pattern, and you just need to break that pattern. So anything that's keeping you in the repeat pattern of stuck, lack, and picking up other people's crap and not being who you want to be, are you willing to let that go?
Yes.
And anything that's keeping...
There's some fear, underlying fear, I think, of actually having what I want, because I think, you know, it's almost like punishment. If you get what you want, then you get punished for having it.
Yeah, that's because that come out of the Bible back then. You can't have this without... if you think about Jesus, and mm-hmm. he suffered on that cross, okay, not going into religion or anything, but he suffered mm-hmm. on the cross. So, and this is just what I'm picking up with you. So you feel heavy because, you know, he died from releasing us. So if it's got to do with religion,
guilt.
Yes.
And there's another one. You know, people would always, you know, asking for what you believe you deserve, you know, what you want, people always would say, you'll get what you deserve, almost making it like a curse, you know.
Yeah,
so there's a little part of me that's like afraid to say, yeah, well, I deserve the best, because someone will say, you'll get what you deserve. You know, it's like.
Yeah. And in, okay, so.
Yeah. So let's see what Karen has to say.
Yeah. So any people's thoughts and wishes upon you, are you willing to let all that go?
Yes.
Okay, because it's in your light column. You picked it up, and it's still there, and until you actually clear it. Yeah, and realize you are creating your reality. So anything that's keeping you from realizing that you're doing it, and you're going to release anything that anybody else says to you, are you willing to let that go?
Yes. And, you know, there's a big no, a neon no in my field that's repelling, just because, you know what I mean? It's a force field that says no. It's yes, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, please, no. But,
so are you willing to open your heart to receive?
Yes.
And anything that's stopping you from that and listening to that mind chatter, are you willing to let that go?
Yes.
And you would definitely benefit from all of these clearings. Okay, so I'm just scanning you to see if there is something. And you got it, too, like in your mid-chakra. Anything that's blocking you there from other people, are you willing to let that go?
Yes. I am.
And you don't have to suffer to receive. You do not have to suffer to receive. So anything that brings up, are you willing to let that go?
Yes. Most definitely.
And anything that's keeping you from being the most wonderful, loving person, are you willing to let that go?
Yes.
And do you deeply and completely love and accept yourself unconditionally?
Yes.
Yeah.
¶¶
the buzzing a little bit. I don't know how I feel just yet.
Okay. And like I said, it's going to work for a while. And move around and make sure you drink some water. And just
you
remember.
You said I had these things in my central column?
Yeah. Now, they're cleared now. It was just blocked.
Okay.
Energy that stuck. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I just didn't. What exactly is the central column from your point of view?
It's like your chakra column. Yeah. Just resist it.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
pretty powerful.
Thank you, Mary.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Thank you both. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, so hold on. We're just going to take one or two quick more quick ones. We're going to go to Randy, phone number ending in 1596.
Oh, boy. Thank you. That's beautiful. If you Google Sushumna, it shows you an image of your chakra column. Okay, I'm running a ULMS. What I'm asking for clearing on that I deal with every day, you know, I'm sourcing a bunch of different good healing energy. My relationship with the earth has been pretty good. You know, it's like I turn on a light and it attracts bugs, which really goes back to some of the stuff you already cleared. You know, I'm having this experience where as much light as I can hold, as much as I can source, I feel corded. I wake up. I can defend this body pretty good as long as I'm conscious. But when I go into my dream state, I wake up. It's like I'm fighting a tenacious octopus. I feel cords to my organs and my chakras and my ankles, and I know that it's so desirable, this divine love and healing energy that I'm sourcing. So how do I remove that? And thank you, I love you.
Okay, so if you don't mind, we kind of do need to. I want you to stand and face the north. Okay.
I'm facing north.
Okay. And if you don't think the right directions, don't worry. But just, this is going to help you tremendously. And everybody else on the call. Repeat after me. I call the energy of the north to assist me.
I call the energy of the north to assist me.
I want to call all my power back to me.
I want to call all my power back to me.
I want to release any energy that I have that does not belong to me.
I want to release any energy that I have that does not belong to me.
And I call all my power back to me now.
I call all my power back to me now.
From all lifetimes.
From all lifetimes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now face the south.
Okay.
I call the energy of the south to assist me.
Call energy of the south to assist me.
I wish to call all my power back to me.
I wish to call all my power back to me.
I wish to release any energy that is not mine.
I wish to release any energy that's not mine.
And I wish to call all my power back to me from all lifetimes.
And I wish to call all my power back to me from all lifetimes.
I call my energy to me now.
I call my energy to me now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now face the east.
I
call the energy of the east to assist me.
I call the energy of the east to assist me.
I wish to call all my power back to me.
I wish to call all of my power back to me.
I wish to release any energy that is not mine.
release any energy that is not mine.
And I call my power back to me now.
I call my power back to me now.
I call my power from all lifetimes back to me now.
I call my power from all lifetimes back to me now.
I want my power now.
I want my power now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now face the west. I ask the energy of the West to assist me now.
I ask the energy of the West to assist me now.
I wish to call all my power back to me now.
I wish to call all of my power back to me now.
I wish to release any energy that is not mine.
I wish to release any energy that is not mine.
And I wish to call all my power from all lifetimes to me now.
I wish to call all my power from all lifetimes to me now.
I command my power back to me now.
Command my power back to me now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now take a deep breath and let it out. And another one. And one more. How do you feel?
I have a sensation in my hands.
Mm-hmm.
It's unique. It's an energy mover. I have a lot of different sensations. This is like after you smack something and you have that sting. It's
mm-hmm.
almost like that, but more thick. Like, you know, I didn't move my hands at all. I just feel some sort of intensity.
Yeah.
I assume that's my energy coming back to me.
That is.
Yeah,
it is.
That was intense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm feeling so much heat in my body now flowing. So, yeah, thank you, Randy. I'm glad you asked that question. I'm glad that Karen was able to do that for us, because that's something that we haven't done before on any call.
That is very powerful, because everybody picks up other people's energy. Even if it's sexual, you picked it up. You just released it from everybody that's ever sucked up your energy.
Mm-hmm.
And you brought yours all
yeah.
back. And it has to come when you do that.
Now it's more of a...
Wonderful. Thank you, Randy.
You're welcome.
World class opportunity.
Yeah.
Blessings.
And to you. And thank you for this sensational opportunity to be me.
Another
mm-hmm.
thing is if you had a pyramid and you kept it with you, believe me, you're so much in your power. It's wonderful.
I'm looking at it.
Blessings.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Randy. Blessings.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love it when I do that.
Yeah.
It just makes me so empowered.
That was great. Yep. All right. We're going to take one last quick caller. Jayshree is in Johannesburg. I didn't realize you were in Johannesburg, Jayshree. Hello.
Hi, Karen. Hi, Alara.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
We can hear you.
Oh, brilliant. I'm loving the call. I'm so glad that you've got Karen on, Alara. And I'm going to ask if she can help me prepare for a meeting that I have tomorrow, you know, with whatever support you can give me, that would be great.
Awesome. Okay, so you just did this part. This, what we just did, is going to help you tremendously tomorrow. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you get the replay, do it again in the morning before you go. So anything that you would have in your energy field and in your knowledge, knowing and unknowing, like in your brain, that would keep you from getting what you want, are you willing to let that go?
Yes, I am. Yes, I do.
And anything keeping you from your power, are you willing to let that go?
Yes, absolutely.
And anything known and unknown that's in your field and picking up what other people want you to actually have and do, are you willing to let that go?
Most definitely, yes.
And being manipulated and taken over in any entities, release that, because that's not you, that's not true, and you don't have to listen to it. Are you willing to let all that go that's trying to keep you that way?
Yes, absolutely.
And anything keeping you down and out and down on the ground, are you willing to let that go?
Most definitely, yes.
And anything that's telling you that you can't be a star and you can't shine and you can't be as light as and brightest as you want to be and reach the stars, are you willing to let all that go?
Absolutely. Most definitely, yes.
And do you deeply and completely love and accept yourself unconditionally?
With your amazing help, yes, I do.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Okay, how do you feel?
I found there was a lot of shifting in my brain area, and I was sitting a little bit hunched at the beginning. And as you did the clearing, my head cleared and my spine straightened, and I'm sitting quite upright. So, wow, that was a very noticeable shift. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thanks, Laura, for taking my call. I so appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'm glad. That was amazing.
Yes, thank you.
And I wish you the absolute blessings, success with your show package. Take care.
Thank you, Jayshree. Take care. Oh, that was, again, another powerful, I mean, all of these clearings that you've been doing, you know, the verbal processing plus the tool, plus I know you have tons of pyramids around you as well, has been phenomenal, amazing. Karen, thank you.
Thank you. It's been a wonderful time with you. I just really enjoyed it. Thank you. You have such wonderful energy.
Thank you. And I know we still didn't get to everybody's questions, but we'll definitely have to have Karen back again to share more of your wisdom, your energy, these beautiful clearing tools that you use. So, it's been amazing. Do you have any last words of wisdom for our listeners, Karen? Because I know we're already gone way past. It's always, any last bit of information that we can take away from you.
Just remember, you can have it all, but you have to change your reality. And your reality is not what anybody else wants, but what you want. So make sure you know what you want. Ask, believe, and receive. It's that easy. But just knowing.
And that's beautiful,
Just know it is your birthright to have it.
Absolutely. And you are a living example of that because you are having it all. You are creating a reality and changing your reality on a regular basis and choosing what's right for you. So you are a living example of that. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. And I used to listen to your shows a long time ago. Yeah, and it's like, wow, I just wish I could be there someday, and here I am.
And here you are, absolutely. You can create that as well. Thank you, Karen. So for those of you who are interested in the packages, take a look at them. They're available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Karen13. Like I said, there are three packages, package A, B, and C. Package A are the 7 clearings. Package B are the 7 clearings plus the 2 private sessions with Karen. And then package C are the 7 clearings, the 2 private sessions with Karen, plus a customized pyramid as well. That's like shipping. So depending on where you are in the world, choose the right one for that. So take a look at that. See what resonates with you. Ask questions around it. And do what's right for you. So wonderful. Thank you so, so much. This was so much fun. I've been looking forward to this call for so long. And it was amazing. So again, thank you so much, Karen. And thank you so much, everyone, for calling in and submitting your questions, because that is what brought the clearings out for everybody, right? So thank you. Take a look at the replay. Listen to that. It'll be out in a couple of hours. So listen to that as well. And just be open to the energy doing its work, right? Be open to releasing, be open to letting go, be open to creating your reality on your terms, So what is it that you desire, right? Wonderful. Thank you so much, Karen. Thank you, everyone. Yeah. Love you.
Love you, too. Blessings.
Yeah. Sending you all much love and blessings. Continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Bye for now.
Bye.